This is episode 517 on the Hidden Why podcast, my book reflections. Today's book is Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance, a book by Angela Duckworth. G'day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Hidden Why podcast, my book reflections. How the heck are you guys? I hope you're very well. Guys, I love books. I freaking love books. I believe books have the power to transform lives. It was Warren Buffett that said that the most important investment you can make is the investment in yourself. The investment in oneself will not only raise the quality of our life, it will also help improve the lives of everyone else around us. Books can assist us to improve within the six fundamental life principles: health, growth, relationships, expression, contribution, and significance. And when we massage these elements continually in our lives, we'll move into heightened levels of liberty, fulfillment, and happiness. I'm a living testament to the nourishment the books deliver. They are like the manure to our soul. They help us shift perspectives, raise awareness, develop understanding, discover greater purpose, seek truth, nurture compassion, and transform lives. A few years back, I set myself the goal of reading more. The target was to read a book a week, and that's why this segment exists. It held me accountable to that goal, and now it's a sustainable habit that I'm absolutely grateful for. By sharing these books, guys, I hope to encourage and inspire you to read more. It also provides me a platform to express my thoughts and increase my understandings of what I've learned. This is the Hidden Why podcast, guys. This is my book reflections. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by purchasing any of the books that you hear in this review through the links at thehiddenwhy.com. Guys, that's it for me. I hope you enjoyed today's book reflection. I'll speak at the other end. Enjoy the show. G'day and welcome to this week's book reflection. Today's book review is called Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance by Angela Duckworth. Grit is that extra something that separates the most successful people from the rest. It's the passion, perseverance, and stamina that we must channel to stick with our dreams until they become a reality. That is a quote by Travis Bradbury. In this book, Grit, the author Angela Duckworth argues that the key to success is not innate talent or genius, but rather a matter of grit. Duckworth describes that growing up, her father would label her as having a lack of genius. He often indicated that she might never amount to anything significant. However, in her lifetime, she believes she has proved him wrong. In her experience, she discovered that you could achieve what you desire. Anyone can create their success, but they must, in whatever they choose to embark on and pursue, do so with a good dose of grit. Duckworth defines grit as the passion and perseverance in achieving long-term goals. The dictionary I refer to defines grit as courage and resolve. In this motivational book, she takes the reader on a journey to not only highlight why she thinks grit is the key to success, but also how anyone can develop it. I found it to be an enjoyable and easy read, nothing too high-tech or scientific. As a pioneering psychologist herself, there must always be that risk of getting too bogged down in theories and research that can hinder the value the reader receives. She does include some eye-opening stories from her personal life and that of others, and she has referred to many studies from various experts, but nothing that will get you lost. In my opinion, most of what she writes wasn't anything new or groundbreaking, and for that reason, it doesn't make the top 10 list of books I've read this year. However, I believe the book does contain a great deal of value. It's a suitable read for those who are looking to enhance their life and success and even get over the self-induced limiting mindsets that hold many people back. Entrepreneurs, business folk, and anyone, parents, teachers, professionals, students, athletes, musicians, etc., anyone that are in search of raising the quality of their life via the channels of significant achievement and legacy can benefit by approaching life with grit. Following are a few key lessons that I gained by reading this book. Firstly, if you want to know the secret to living a successful life, it's to do what brings you passion and joy. I don't believe this means passion is required before you begin. Actually, I am not even sure that this is possible. Passion, I believe, is developed in the process of pursuit. I believe it grows. I'd suggest if it doesn't form in pursuit, then one should change the path to their desires. Life is short if we do not do what we love. It is also a fact that it's only in experience do we have any chance or opportunity to discover what we are genuinely passionate about? One might have interests or curiosity, but it is in action that we can decide whether it's worthy of our life's pursuit. If you are sitting there and thinking to yourself, "But I have no idea what my passions are," and you're waiting for them to appear magically, you may just find yourself waiting for a frickin' long time. Passions come from experience, so go out there and do stuff. There are several reasons why following our passions is beneficial in life. When we do what we are passionate about, we are likely going to enjoy life more happiness. And doing what we love allows us to produce a higher quality of work, and that leads to more rapid improvement and progress, resulting in faster success. Passion also powers motivation, and motivation is essential in getting started and also in sustaining movement and progress. It gives rise to persistence and perseverance, and motivation strengthens in the tangible and intangible rewards of doing what we love. Also, just because you are passionate about something doesn't guarantee success. I could sit here and tell you that I am passionate about the night sky and the stars, but until I put some effort into doing some research and learning a little bit more, and then finding ways to experience and express what I know, this passion of mine for astrology will go nowhere. There will be words that remain as desires in my imagination. And if they sit there for too long, I believe they could lead me to living a life with great regret. Success takes energy, effort, and the right type of mindset. These are 2 points that Duckworth explains in this book. Passion propels action, but there are 2 kinds of action. One is mindless and the other is deliberate. Duckworth refers to the work of Anders Ericsson and his research on that of deliberate practice. I've read and reviewed his book Peak at thehiddenwhy.com. Check it out. I'll stick the links in the show notes. To progress towards achieving the success that one desires, purposeful action is required. Doing practice without attention or measurability is pointless and won't likely result in any noticeable gains. Deliberate practice requires grit. The reason being is that in purposeful action, we have to challenge ourselves, which often means pushing ourselves outside our comfort zone. And who wants to be pushed outside our comfort zone or challenged? Ericsson can help you overcome this hurdle. But may I suggest that if you love what you do, it will help you see you going back to that challenge day after day to progress, because the reward of progress is what keeps you going back. Grit also requires a positive mindset. Duckworth refers to Carol Dweck's work on growth and fixed mindsets to highlight this aspect. It's clear in my experience that our mentality is a big player in both our perseverance and resilience. No matter what our pursuit of life, we will be questioned by others. But more detrimental, we will examine ourselves. Self-doubt is a bitch. There are haters and those that will try to hold you back, and there is courage and effort to push forward when results are barely noticeable or when things get tough. Having a healthy mindset will help us. In summary, I believe that no matter what lifestyle you desire to live and create for yourself, grit, as Duckworth defines, is something we can all use. Comfort is the enemy. Falling victim to the status quo might sound inviting, but you may find it doesn't lead anywhere. When you get a copy of this book, the author also includes a grit assessment, so you can determine how gritty you are, and from there, do the work to improve. Enjoy this book by Angela Duckworth, Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance. Until next time, peace, passion and purpose. Speak soon. There you have it, guys. That is this week's book reflection segment. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed my review of the book or podcast, depending on which episode you're listening to. And if anything, had some inspiration to go out there and check it out, pick up a copy of the book or have a listen to the particular podcast if you haven't already. Guys, you can support the show by using the links at thehiddenwhy.com to purchase any of the books that I do review here. So if you use those links, you can purchase all your Amazon goods, and that does support the show. I've also got a deal with Audible. I love books, and one of the ways I get to read more books is by listening to them. And Audible has hundreds and thousands of titles there that you can choose from. So at the moment, I've got a deal with Audible. You get 2 free books when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Fantastic deal, so check that out as well. Other than that, guys, if you do love what I'm putting down here, you can support the show in a number of other different ways. Number one is by leaving us a review on iTunes. That'd be fantastic. It's a 1-5-star review and a brief comment. You can also share any of the episodes you love using the social media links there as well. So share the love, share the passion, share the joy. And other than that, guys, just connect with me. Connect with me at thehiddenwire.com. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and my email listed there as well. And reach out to me. Let me know what you think of the show. I love getting some feedback, and I love the questions that come through as well. So if you have any questions of your own or suggestions, please reach out to me through that link. Other than that, guys, you know what to do. You need to go out there and breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose, and in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name is Lee Mullinsey, and until next time, see you later.